إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Verily the praise belongs to Allah. We praise Him, seek His assistance and forgiveness. We seek refuge in Allah from the evil of ourselves and the evil consequences of our deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is no one that can lead him astray. And whoever Allah leads astray, there is no one that can guide him. I bear witness that nothing deserves to be worshipped except Allah alone, and that He has no partners or associates. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His servant and His messenger. This evening, bi-idhni Allahi ta'ala, this is our seventh session from the book Min Akhlaq Al-Anbiya alayhim as-salam. Yani the character and morals of the prophets alayhim as-salam. Yani the character and morals of the prophets that should be taken as a model to be followed, an example for us in our lives. And the Shaykh Abdul Aziz ibn Muhammad ibn Abdullah al-Sadhan, Hafidhullah, may Allah protect and preserve him, as mentioned in this book, yani what we covered in the beginning sessions, the Muqaddimat, yani introductory comments leading up to the main text of the book, which include 20 of the characteristics or qualities, character traits of the prophets and messengers of Allah alayhi salatu wassalam. And today we'd like to mention one of them or two, yani whatever we are able to do in the time that we have. And let me mention before we start that we should be always, every time, looking at ourselves and how we compare to these characteristics of the prophets and messengers, alayhi salam, and whether or not these are qualities that we possess or yani they are qualities that we need to be working on. This evening, bi-idhni Allahi ta'ala, we would like to talk about al-shukr, yani being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and what follows if time allows, bi-idhnihi ta'ala. Before we go into the topic for tonight, we'd like to look quickly at the questions from last week, question and study guide from lecture number 6. 5 questions. The first of them mentioned Al-Hafiz ibn Kathir's rahimahullah description of the adab of Isa alayhi salam with Allah, yani in his response in refutation of the Christians' false belief that he alayhi salam called the people to take him and his mother as two gods besides Allah. Yani what was Al-Hafiz ibn Kathir rahimahullah's description of the adab of Isa alayhi salam? Na'am Mustafa. Huh? Okay, yani that his response was something yani that yani he was successful in responding properly by the favor of Allah, yani bi tawfiqillah. Naam. Anybody else? Naam. Naam, yani that this was tawfiq, yani that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the success and the ability to give this yani complete answer with proper manners and etiquette, with good manners in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Naam. Tayyib. After this, yani this is what Al-Hafiz ibn Kathir said, this is how he described the answer, the complete yani properly yani response, the proper response of Isa alayhi salam to the question that was proposed to him about the false accusations of the Christians that he had called the people to worship him and his mother as two gods besides Allah. The second question discussed the detailed explanation of Al-Allama As-Sa'di rahimahullah concerning this adab of Isa alayhi salam. Yani Al-Imam Abdul Rahman As-Sa'di actually yani expanded upon the statement of Al-Hafiz ibn Kathir and explained some details concerning yani why Al-Hafidh ibn Kathir described it as yani al-jawab al-kamil and ta'addub in this jawab al-kamil. Naam, Ibrahim. Naam, from Kamal al-Adab, naam. Person of his manners in his speech with his Rabb, naam.
He explained it further by saying this is tawbih to the Nasara.
Naam.
Scolding them and humiliating them for saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was one of three gods.
Naam. This is reprimand, scolding of the Ahl Kitab, of the Christians specifically, and giving Isa a chance to refute them, naam.
Be a chance for Isa alayhi salatu wasalam to free his name and clear his name from this claim.
Taib.
He said.
Taib. Anybody else? Specifically in reference to Isa alayhi salam's answer, the exact words of his answer, how did Al-Hafidh Al-Allama Abdurrahman Al-Sa'di describe this answer? What are some of the things that he said about it? Abu Jamil. He began by exalting Allah, declaring Allah to be free of any such claims that are made against him, any falsehood that has been attributed to him. Naam. Subhanaka. Naam. And after this, what else? He could have answered by saying he didn't say any such thing. Yani, that could have been an answer, but from the adab of the Anbiya, he didn't say it like that. Rather, he what? Naam, Musa. He said that it's not his right. That he has no such right. He couldn't, and it's not befitting of him. He says, not befitting of him. It's not befitting of him. It's not from his right, nor from his description, to describe himself with ilahiyah. He couldn't have said such a thing. Naam.
He would have said, if I had said it, you would know.
Naam.
I know what's in my mind, I don't know
if I said it, you would have known. I know, you know what is in myself, and I don't know what is in yours. Yani, meaning that Isa alayhi salam, he said to him that yani, this is something that is impossible. Yani, Al-Allama Abdurrahman al-Sa'di said, هذا من الأمور المحالة. This is something impossible that I could have said such a thing. Why? Because if I had said it, you would have known it. You know what is inside of me. Even not what I just speak, but even what's inside of myself. That which I didn't even express. You know what is inside of me. Naam. And what else did he say? Naam, he said, رَدَّ الْعِلْمِ إِلَىٰ عَلْمَ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ Yani, that he referred all knowledge back to the one who knows that which is seen and that which is unseen, that which is known and that which is unknown to others, that which is hidden and that which is apparent. He referred the knowledge back to Allah. أَنْتَ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ عَلَّامُ الْغُيُوبِ You are the one who knows the unseen, the unknown. Yani, that which is not apparent, that which is not open. So these are some of the descriptions that Shaykh Abdurrahman al-Sa'di, rahimahullah, gave to this answer of Isa alayhi salam and how he responded to this false claim of the Christians that he asked the people to take him and his mother as gods besides Allah. And this detailed explanation of Shaykh Abdurrahman al-Sa'di is of benefit to us in more than one way. The apparent benefit is that he's explaining to us clearly how this answer of Isa alayhi salam, how it contained all of these points. And secondly, it's a benefit to us in that it should make us conscious, more conscious of the way we speak. And that we should be careful in the selection of our words and how we speak to people, and more so how we act in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is hearing what we are saying, and He is seeing what we are doing, and He knows what we are thinking. This should make us more conscious of how it is important for us to pay attention and to take care and not to be reckless in the way we speak and in the way that we act. But we must have adab in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who sees everything and hears everything and knows even that which we hide. After this, discuss the model of Ya'qub alayhi salam, that is the harm that he experienced from his sons and his response to them. Yani in Surah to Yusuf. Naam. Naam.
His
being distanced from his beloved son Yusuf alayhi salam. Naam. That was one of the harms that came to him as a result of the actions of his other sons. Naam. And also? Anything else? Naam. Yeah, I mean, from the thing, what were the harms that came to him that we should consider when we look at the response that he gave to them? Yani, look, he is responding to what? That, yani, the harm of being distanced from his beloved son, Naam, Abdurrahman? Huh? What harms did he suffer as a result of the actions of his sons? Okay, Naam. But that wasn't directly related to their behavior, Naam. What they actually did themselves, they caused his son to be removed from him. The wicked plot that they planned and plotted and executed, yani, to remove Yusuf from the scene. Rather, even perhaps they thought probably he's dead. They didn't care about it. Naam. And then lying after that, lying about the whole matter. Naam. All of this, in spite of that, and he knew, yani, what had happened. In spite of that, when they were exposed and they realized they were exposed, and they came to him and they said, "Oh, our father, forgive us," yani, seek forgiveness for us. Then what was his response to them? Naam. He didn't seek revenge. Naam. Rather, Naam. Qala sawfa astaghfiru lakum rabbi. I will seek forgiveness for you from my Rabb. Innahu huwa al-ghafur rahim. Indeed, he is the one who is forgiving and merciful, all forgiving and most merciful. And he meaning that, indeed, we expect that he will forgive. And he will have mercy upon you. Naam. This is how he responded. Showing that, yani, from the character of the prophets and messengers, is not to take revenge for that wrongs done to you personally. To, yani, be merciful and to be, yani, forgiving and pardoning. Discuss the response of Yusuf alayhi salam to the wrong done to him personally by his own brothers. Also in Surah to Yusuf. Naam. What was the response of Yusuf to them? What they had done to him? Rahman. Meaning? Naam, help us.
There is no blame on all of you today.
There is no blame on you today, all of you. Naam.
May Allah forgive you.
May Allah forgive you.
Truly, He is the most merciful of those who are merciful.
He is truly, indeed, He is the most merciful of those. Look at the language that's used, yani. He's seeking forgiveness for them, and he's also, yani, sealing. He's sealing his dua of forgiveness for them with what? With the certainty that Allah is Arhamur Rahimin. Naam. Naam.
He also said with the Sheikh Iskandar on how Yusuf said that Shaytan, he had sown between me and my brothers an enmity, meaning he was giving the
evil insinuations. He had inspired them with evil insinuations to cause harm to Yusuf. Naam. Alayhi salam.
He said both parties, or he said
Baini wa Baini, Naam, wa Ikhwati, Naam.
When
in reality, it wasn't from his side at all. Yani, Shaytan didn't affect him at all. Rather, he was only the victim. But out of mercy and kindness and, yani, the akhlaq of the Anbiya, he didn't really scold them, but rather he made it like, yani, Shaytan has, yani, caused this to happen between us. When in fact it was, yani, Shaytan had affected their hearts. Naam. And he also said, yani, even before that, he said what? That after, yani, he was saying, Allah has been good to me. Qad ahsana bi.
He said that he took me out of the
sijin. Ezra akhrajni min al-sijin. Yani, he removed me from the prison. When in fact, he could have mentioned even before that, when he saved me from the well that you people threw me in to left me to die. But he didn't mention any of that. And again, this shows, yani, from the character of the Anbiya, alayhi salam, is not to take revenge for wrongs done to one personally. Rather, to look at the violations of the law of Allah and not the wrong that someone has done to you. And this is indeed a very high level of, yani, akhlaq, character. A very high level. And it is difficult, except for the one who Allah makes it easy for. It is difficult to hold back that feeling of seeking revenge when a person is in a position, has the ability to punish those who have wronged them. That is from the most difficult situations to do. And this is an example for us, and it's something for at least that we should have in our heart, a desire that Allah would grant us the success to be able to act like this. Even if we know that we're not on that level, that we're not able to do that. But with the help of Allah, Allah is the one who gives, yani, to whomever He wills. And if a person has in their heart a desire to act according to the character of the prophets and messengers, inshallah, if they make an effort to do that, Allah will help them. We believe that Allah will help us. if we have a desire to do it. But we have to be conscious of this and have in our heart a desire and ask Allah to grant us these characteristics of the Prophet ﷺ so that we can improve ourselves and become nearer to him. And finally, what was the mentioned the response of the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ to the man who rudely demanded zakat? Naam, Ahmed. Naam. Yani, first of all, the man, right? What did the man do before the response to the Prophet? Naam, Abu Jamil. He grabbed him by his clothing, pulling it so tight they caused the marks on his neck from the roughness of the edges of the garment that he was wearing. And then after that, that wasn't sufficient, but what kind of speech came from him? Ya Muhammad. Subhanallah.
He ordered him, he said, Murli, he said, order for me to give you from the mal that you have with you. The wealth that you have with you.
Min mali Allahi indak, naam. Order them to give me some of what of the wealth of Allah that you have with you. Yani, abuse in his action and abuse in his speech. And how the Prophet responded to him? Iltafata ilayhi. He just turned to him, wadahika. And he smiled or laughed and said, what? He commanded that they give him something, yani, give him something from, yani, the sadaqah, from the zakat. And this shows the excellence of the character of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and reminds us, yani, of the weakness of ourselves and, yani, the need in our own selves to examine our character and our behavior in the way that we deal with people. And if somebody is abusive to us, then we usually, mostly, feel like it's right, I'm justified to, yani, return in like the same behavior. Even if they are speaking profanely, abusive language, we feel like we can even return the same to them. And this is not the behavior of the Muslim. May Allah improve us in our character and our manners and bring us nearer to Him through it, bi'idhnihi ta'ala. In any case, this is some of the issues that we dealt with last week, and tonight, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, we'd like to talk about, yani, first and foremost, the characteristic of ash-shukra lillahi, yani, being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And before we enter to the examples that the Shaykh has given, before we look at the examples that the Shaykh has given, I want to just read a couple of definitions of ash-shukra from some of the scholars, from some of the earlier scholars, just to put, yani, in proper perspective this topic of ash-shukra. What does it really entail? What does it mean? So I've selected a few definitions that are given by some of the scholars. Some of them are similar, and yani, and some of them have some differences that we should make note of. The first definition that is given, a general definition of ash-shukra, huwa al-i'tiraf بإنعام المنعم على وجه الخضوع له والذل والمحبة. يعني that الشكر is الاعتراف, يعني to the acknowledgement, recognition and acknowledgement of the favor that the one who has given you this favor, the favor of the one who gives it, the munim, the blessing or the bounty or the favor that they have given, الاعتراف على وجه الخضوع له, يعني from the, يعني in a manner, نعم, على وجه الخضوع, in a manner that shows, يعني, submission and humility and love for the one who has given you the gift. الخضوع له والظلم والمحبة, يعني الاعتراف, يعني acknowledgement that reflects your humility and submission and love for the one who has given you the gift. The second definition that is similar to it is the definition of Al-Qadi Iyad, rahimahullah, he said, Al-Shukra, ma'arifatu ihsan al-muhsin, wa tahaddith bihi. Yani, ma'arifatu ihsan al-muhsin. This is similar to the first one, i'tiraf, bi'an'am al-mun'im. Almost the same, but in different language, right? It is what? Recognition, acknowledgement, being conscious and aware of the ihsan of the muhsin. Yani, being aware of the goodness, the kindness, the generosity of the one who has been generous to you, who has been good to you, who has been kind to you. وَتَحَدِّثُ بِهِ, and also speaking about it. Yani, acknowledging it, recognizing it, and also speaking about it, expressing it. Yani, expressing gratitude in words for it. The next two definitions also are similar in meaning, yani, to one another, and that is the explanation or the definition given by Ash-Shatibi, rahimahullah. He said, "Shukra huwa sarf ma'anama alayka fi mardatil mun'im." Yani, it is to direct or to utilize that which the favor that has been given to you in that which is pleasing to the one who has given it. Yani, to use it in the way that's pleasing to the one who has given it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you wealth, use it in a way that's pleasing to Him, not in a way that's pleasing to you. صرف ما أنعم عليك في مرضات المنعم. Yani, using it in the way that's pleasing to the one who's given it. And a similar definition given by Ibn al-Najjar, rahimahullah, he said, معنى الشكر هو الصرف العبد جميع ما أنعم الله عليه به إلى ما خلق لأجله من جميع الحواس والآلات والقوة. يعني it is what? Utilizing or directing, يعني the عبد, the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, utilizing all of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed him with إلى ما خلق لأجله. يعني directing it to that which it has been created for, or that which he has been created for. Yani, use it in the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intended, the way that he intended it to be used. من جميع الحواس والآلات والقوة. Yani, that means using all of your senses, yani hearing, sight, and so on, using all of your alat, your limbs of your body, the organs and instruments that Allah has given you physically, and your quwwa, and every strength, whether internally or externally, using it all, yani, for that, yani, in the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intended it to be used. And the final definition of Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah, which is comprehensive definition from all of them, similar to, yani, almost inclusive of everything that has been said previously. He said, "Huwa dhuhur athari ni'matillah," yani, the appearance, dhuhur athari ni'matillah, ala lisani abdihi وعلى قلبه وعلى جوارحه. Yani, this is yani a summary of his definition, and let me just give the whole of the definition yani in peace. هو ظهور أثر نعمة الله. Yani, it is the appearance of the effect of the ni'mah of Allah, it appearing on what? على لسان عبده. Yani, it appears, the effect of the ni'mah of Allah appears on the person's tongue. ثناء واعترافا. In that, what? Thanan, in praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa'atirafan, acknowledging and recognizing the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What? The appearance of the athar of the ni'mah of Allah on the tongue of the abd. Thanan wa'atirafan. Praising Allah for it and acknowledging it, confessing it. Wa'ala qalbihi, shuhudan wa mahabbatan. And it also, zuhur athar al-ni'mah of Allah, the appearance of the ni'mah of Allah on the heart of the worshipper. Yani, shuhudan. Yani, that the heart witnesses this ni'mah of Allah, and yani shuhudan wa mahabbatan, and the heart yani manifesting love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the favors that one has been granted. Wa ala jawarihi inqiyadan wa ta'atan, and that yani it appears, the athar, the effect of the ni'mah of Allah also appears on the limbs. On the limbs of the abd, in qiyadan wa ta'atan. Yani, by what? By the person making their limbs to be in compliance with the commands of Allah, with the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yani, the appearance of the effect of the ni'mah of Allah on one's tongue and on one's heart, and that the limbs of the human being, yani, that the person is in compliance with the commands of Allah and obedience to Him. This is, yani, these are some of the definitions that have been mentioned by some of the scholars of the people of Sunnah. And this gives us some idea of what is shukr, and how important it is for us to be more conscious of the favors and bounties of Allah upon us, yani, especially those which we might take for granted. Especially those which we might take for granted. Yani, the things that we just, yani, act like they're supposed to be, we're supposed to have this.
But rather, everybody doesn't have it. Everybody doesn't have sight. Everybody is not able to hear. Everybody is not able to speak. Everybody is not able to walk and talk. Some people are crippled. Some people are blind. Some people are in poverty. People don't have good health. These are favors that we should not take for granted. That which we are conscious of and that which we are not conscious of. That which is, physical, material, and that which is, not physical or material. That we should be conscious of these favors, and we must make sure that our heart recognizes them, and that our tongue expresses praise and glorification and acknowledgement of Allah's favors upon us, and then that we act, that we live our lives in compliance and in accordance with that which Allah has commanded us with, and avoiding that which He has prohibited us from. The fourth characteristic of the Prophets, alayhi wasalam, shukruhum alayhi wasalam lillahi azza wa jalla. Their gratitude to Allah, the Mighty and the Majestic. From the characteristics of the Prophets, alayhi wasalam, annahum ashkurun nas lillahi azza wa jalla. From their characteristics is that they were the most grateful of all people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There was nobody more grateful to them. And the examples of this are many, and the Shaykh mentions five of them. He mentions five examples. And there are more than five, of course. But these are examples that the Shaykh has selected. And we want to look at each one of them, like briefly, and try to see how this consciousness of how these Prophets, alayhi salam, how their character was, and their gratitude to Allah, their appreciation, their thankfulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how it was manifested in their lives, and how we can take from this so that we can try to be more conscious and aware, and therefore act like we are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the first example, he gave the example of Nuh alayhi salam, in Surah Al-Isra, 17th Surah and 3rd Ayat, لَقَدْ وَصَفَ اللَّهُ نُوحًا عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ بِأَنَّهُ عَبْدٌ شَكُورٌ. Listen to this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, indeed, لَقَدْ وَصَفَ اللَّهُ. It is Allah indeed who has described Nuh alayhi salam with this description, that he is عَبْدٌ شَكُورٌ. That he is an abd, a worshipper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But not just any worshipper, a grateful worshipper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is how Allah has described him. Just imagine if Allah were to describe one of us with such a description. This is tremendous. Is it possible that we could be described with this description? It's possible. Naam. It's possible that we could be a abd shakur. But it doesn't just happen because you dream or wish or hope. Rather, a person has to exert themselves to always try to be conscious of Allah's favors and His bounties upon them, and then to make sure that that gratitude comes from the heart, that it's expressed on the tongue, and it is manifested in real life by our actions. This is a lifetime effort, a struggle, a task. That's what we are here for. Allah has created us to worship Him, and this is part of that worship, that we express gratitude. When Allah has given you a favor, it is an obligation. It's called wujub al-shukr. It's an obligation upon you to express gratitude, not just in words. Alhamdulillah. Naam, that's part of it. But it's more than that. It's more than that. So the Shaykh, he mentions, from Surah Al-Isra, the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the context of speech about Musa alayhi salam, in the middle of that speech, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ذُرِّيَّةَ مَنْ حَمَلْنَا مَا نُوحٍ إِنَّهُ كَانَ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. ذُرِّيَّةَ مَنْ حَمَلْنَا مَا نُوحٍ. That all, he's addressing the descendants of those who were carried, in the safina, who were in the ship, the descendants of those who were carried with Nuh. He's addressing the people, and he revealed the Quran, he's saying to, the people who are descendants of those who were carried in the ship. Who are the descendants of the people who were at Nuh? Who are they? Who are the descendants of the people of Nuh? Anybody know? Huh? All of us. Everybody on the earth. Everybody on the earth. Naam. Everybody who's left on the earth. Allah destroyed everyone except the people who are with Nuh. So we are all the descendants. Allah is addressing humanity. ذُرِّيَّةَ مَنْ حَمَلْنَا مَا نُوحًا. And He is telling us, as some of the scholars of Tafsir said, إِنَّهُ كَانَ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. Naam. Al-Hafiz ibn Kathir rahimahullah says that this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressing the people who are the descendants, the people who are on the ship with Nuh. And he said that أَنَّهُ كَانَ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. يعني remember, he's saying to the people, to us, remember أنتم, يعني فَذْكُرُوا أَنْتُمْ نِعْمَةِ عَلَيْكُمْ بِإِرْسَالِ إِلَيْكُمْ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. Remember my favor upon you in sending to you Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And it's from the favors of Allah, from the greatest of the favors of Allah. And there are many favors of Allah. And some of the scholars mentioned other things, but from the greatest of them, of the favors of Allah upon us, is that he missioned Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam to be a guide and example for us, to deliver this perfect way of life so that we could worship Allah and we could be saved from the hellfire. Al-Hafiz ibn Kathir, he says after this, it has been mentioned in the hadith and in the narrations from the Salaf that Nuh alayhi salam kana yahmadu Allah ta'ala ala ta'amihi wa sharabihi wa libasihi wa sha'nihi kullihi. That Nuh alayhi salam, he used to praise Allah for his food and for his drink and for his clothing and for all of his affairs. Wa lihadha summiya 'abdan shakura. And this is the reason why he was called a grateful servant. So how can one try to achieve such a description? By praising Allah for your food, praising Allah for your drink, praising Allah for your clothing, praising Allah for every favor that He has given you, praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the reason why he was described by Allah as Abdan Shakuran. In a hadith reported by Imam Ahmed, Al-Hafiz ibn Kathir says Imam Ahmed, and it's also reported by Imam Muslim and Tirmidhi and Nasa'i, of Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله لا يرضى عن العبد أن يأكل أكلة أو يشرب شربة فيحمد الله عليها. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with his abd when he eats some food or when he drinks a drink, that he praises Allah for it. And every time you had something to eat, whether it was a big meal or a small meal or just a bite to eat, don't forget to praise Allah. Alhamdulillah. Whatever it might be, praise Allah. Allah is pleased with the one who does so. And this is also, Hafiz ibn Kathir mentions, وَهَكَذَا رَوَاهُ مُسْلِمُ وَالتِّرْمِذِ وَالنَّسَائِ وَقَالَ مَالِكَ عَنْ زَيْدِ بْنِ أَسْلَمْ كَانَ يَحْمَدُ اللَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ حَالٍ. That he used to praise Allah in every situation or circumstance. And not just when things were going good, ala kulli hal. And this is also something to strive for. When things are not going good, when you don't have what you want and what you need, when problems are arising and you fall into difficulties, don't forget to praise Allah. Na'am. In the hadith, نعم هكذا that's how Ibn Kathir mentioned it. He mentions the narration that from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, that Allah is pleased with the servant who praises him when he has something to eat or when he has something to drink. So Allah is pleased with that person. Al-Hafiz Ibn Kathir said هكذا رواه مسلم والترمذي والنسائي. In this way, this is the way that Imam Muslim and Tirmidhi and Nasa'i mentioned it. And after that he said, Hafiz Ibn Kathir said وَقَالَ مَالِكَ هكذا, he said, وقال مالك, عن زيد بن أسلم, from زيد بن أسلم, كان يحمد الله على كل حال. What he's talking about, نوح عليه السلام, or he's talking about the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, it's all the same, right? Because, أولئك الذين حد الله فبهداهم اقتدي. All of them, they are those who Allah has guided, and we should follow their guidance. We should follow their guidance. And finally, Al-Hafiz ibn Kathir mentions that what was mentioned by Al-Imam Al-Bukhari in an authentic hadith in his Sahih from the Prophet ﷺ, a long narration where he said, أنا سيد الناس يوم القيامة, I am the master, the leader of the people in يوم القيامة. Meaning he will be at the top, at the head of all of humanity. And he's talking about when the people will come to each of the prophets. He will go to all of them. He said, they will come to Nuh, and they will say to him, Ya Nuh, Anta awwal ar-rusul ila ahl al-ard. You are the first messenger that has been sent to the people of the earth. First Rasul. First of the messengers that was sent to the people of the earth. Because before him was what? There were prophets before him. There was Adam, right? وَقَدْ سَمَّاكَ اللَّهُ عَبْدًا shakuran ishfalana ila rabbik. You are the first of the messengers sent to the people of the earth, and Allah Himself has named you a grateful servant. So intercede for us. So intercede for us. But he wouldn't be able to, then it would be left to our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Shaykh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'di says concerning this description of Nuh alayhi salam, إنه كان عبدا شكورا ففيه تنويح بالثناء على نوح عليه السلام بقيامه بشكر الله واتصافه بذلك والحث لذريته أن يقتدوا به في شكره ويتابعه عليه وأن يتذكروا نعمة الله عليهم إذ أبقاهم واستخلفهم في الأرض وأغرق غيرهم. الشيخ عبد الرحمن السعدي says that in this statement, in the Hukana Abdan Shakura, there is praise of Allah praise of Nuh alayhi salam from Allah, and it is a hint or an allusion by this praise of Nuh, it is an allusion to what? Praising him for fulfilling the obligation of gratitude to Allah. And in him being described with this description, there's allusion to what? That we are encouraged, the descendants of Nuh, that they should be encouraged, and yaqtadu bihi, to take him as a model, as an example, and to follow him in his gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to remember the favor of Allah upon them when he allowed them to remain upon the earth and made them successors, of those who were before them in the earth, while he drowned the rest of the people. In this description, there is a reminder to us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is praising Nuh because of him fulfilling the obligation of gratitude to him. And he has described him with this description so that we might take him as a model and an example and follow him in the same way of being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that we remember the favor upon us. And one of those favors is what? If we remember Nuh, that Allah destroyed, drowned all the people on the earth, and he only left the people who were with Nuh, and as a result of that, we are here today. So this is also a favor upon us, while the rest of the people were destroyed in the earth. And the second example that the Shaykh gives is the example of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allahu musta'an. Naam. The example of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And Surah An-Nahl, the B, 16th Surah, 120th and 121st Ayat. And these two Ayat actually require a long discussion, and we don't really have the time to do so today. But I would suggest, if anybody has the time and the ability, to go back to the Tafsir of Ibn Kathir and the Tafsir of Shaykh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'di, to go back and read. And if not, then go to the explanation of Kitab al-Tawheed by Shaykh Muhammad ibn Salih Uthaymeen, in a chapter that deals where this ayat is mentioned. He explains it in detail. He explains this ayat in detail and brings out a lot of many very important points. Here the Shaykh says, Ibrahim alayhi salam, athna Allah alayhi biqawlihi. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has praised him with his saying, inna Ibrahim kana ummatan qanitan lillahi hanifan. وَلَمْ يَقُوا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ إِنَّ إِبْرَهِيمَ كَانَ أُمَّةً. That indeed Ibrahim was a ummah. قَانِتًا لِلَّهِ in obedience, constant, continuous obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. حَنِيفًا turning away from shirk and towards tawheed, intentionally, consciously, leaning away from shirk towards tawheed. وَلَمْ يَقُوا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ And he was not one of the mushriks. He was حَنِيفًا and he was not one of the mushriks. Here there is what? إِثْبَات and nafi. Ithbat of him being inclined towards Tawheed and negation of him being from the people of Shirk. And then he came with the fourth description, which is the one that we want to look at now. Shakiran li'an'umihi ijtabahu wa hadahu ila siratul mustaqim. Shakiran li'an'umihi. And he was grateful for his favors, the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ijtabahu wa hadahu ila siratul mustaqim. And these are two more descriptions actually from the actions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah has then guided him. Allah has chosen him and Allah has guided him to a straight path. Ibrahim is a ummah, he is qanitan lillah, obedient constantly, continuously, hanifan, upright, yani directed towards tawheed, inclined towards tawheed, وَلَمْ يَكُنْ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ, and he was not from the mushriks. He was grateful for the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah chose him, and Allah guided him to a straight path. And a little bit of what has been said about this, Al-Hafidh ibn Kathir, yani gives a lot of definitions from the Salaf concerning the meaning of Ummah, that he was an Ummah. Yani we generally translate Ummah as a nation, right? Here, Al-Hafidh ibn Kathir has mentioned Al-Ummah, yani from some of the scholars, they said, هُوَ الْإِمَامَ الَّذِي يُحْتَدَى بِهِ. He is the Imam that is followed, that is taken as a model. Yani he is one that we should take as a model, as an example. He is an Imam that's taken as a model, an example to be followed. He said that Ummah means مُعَلَّمَ الْخَيْرِ, yani the one who teaches khair. And Ummah means الَّذِي يُعَلَّمَ النَّاسِ دِينَهُمْ, yani the one who teaches the people their deen. And he said Ummah also, he mentioned some of the Salaf, from different Salaf who mentioned these definitions, yani for the sake of time. He said Ummah means Ummatan wahdahu, that he is a whole Ummah by himself. And one of the meanings of Ummah wa is that he was a whole Ummah by himself. And Mujahid said, yani concerning that meaning, كان إبراهيم أمّةً أي مؤمناً وحده. He was a believer, believing Allah by himself. والناس كلهم إذاك كفار. While the rest of the people, all of them at the time, were disbelievers. And these are some of the definitions he gave for Imam. And of course, the description that we really want to look at is the description of him being شاكراً لأنعامه. He says that he was قائماً بالشكر. نعم الله عليه, yani that he was fulfilling the gratitude for the favors of Allah upon him. He was yani fulfilling the obligation of being grateful for the favors of Allah upon him. And he also said yani I just want to add at the end of what Ibn Kathir says concerning these descriptions, وَهَدَاهُ إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ, yani صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ, he said it means عبادة الله وحده لا شريك له على شرع مرضي. That صراط المستقيم, a straight path, he guided him to a straight path, meaning to the worship of Allah alone without associating any partners with him. This is one of the definitions, one of the great definitions of صراط المستقيم, yani the worship of Allah alone without associating any partners with him, based upon a legislation, a law that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaykh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'adi also gives some yani beautiful explanations of some of these points. I just want to read his definition of hanifan. He said hanifan, it means yani qanitan, first he said yani imaman qanitan lillahi, he said mudiman li ta'ati rabbihi mukhlisan lahu ad-din, yani that what he was qanitan lillah mean he was constantly in obedience to his Rabb. And he was making the deen purely for Allah alone. And again, what is the whole purpose of yani these descriptions and our review and consideration of them? Is that we have to look at ourselves. Yani are we constantly in obedience to our Rabb, establishing the deen purely for Allah alone? Yani we have fallen short, no doubt. That's a fact, no one will deny. But how far have we fallen short? That's really the problem. Not that we have fallen short, but how far we have fallen short from being constantly in obedience to Allah, sincerely establishing the deen for him alone. Hanif, and he said, مُقْبِلًا عَلَى اللَّهِ بِالْمَحَبَّةِ وَإِنَابَ وَعُبُودِيَّةِ مُعْرِضًا عَمَّنْ سِوَاهُ, that he was turning towards Allah with love, returning to Allah, yani with doing good deeds, yani repenting to Allah by ceasing from evil deeds and doing good deeds in their place, and عُبُودِيَّة, worshipping Allah, turning away from everything or anyone or anything besides him. Naam. And he said, وَلَمْ يَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ, and he was not one of the mushriks. يَعْنِي فِي قَوْلِهِ وَعَمَلِهِ وَجَمِيعَ أَحْوَالِهِ لِأَنَّهُ إِمَامَ الْمُوَحِّدِينَ الْحُنَفَاءِ. يعني that he was what? He wasn't from the mushrikeen. Not in his speech, he didn't resemble them, nor in his action. or in any of his conditions or situations or circumstances, because he was the imam of the people of Tawheed, of the upright people. وَشَاكِرًا لِأَنْعُمِهِ, and he was grateful and thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his favors. That means he was grateful to Allah for what Allah has given to him, the good things that Allah has given to him in this dunya. And Allah had given him favors that are ظاهرة and باطنة, that which is seen and that which is not seen, outwardly and inwardly. فَقَامَ بِشُكْرِهَا, so he fulfilled the obligation of gratitude for those things, the outward external favors and the things that are not physical, material, outward external favors. He fulfilled the obligation of gratitude for all of them. فَكَانَ نَتِيجَةُ هَذِهِ الْخِصَالِ الْفَاضِلَةِ أَنْ اجْتَبَاهُ رَبُّهُ وَاخْتَصَّهُ بِخُلَّتِهِ وَجَعَلَهُ مِنْ صَفْوَةِ خَلْقِهِ وَخِيَارِ عِبَادِهِ الْمُقَرَّبِينَ. So as a result of this, of these favors, these characteristics and qualities, and being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his favors, as a result of that, Allah chose him and يعني exclusively chose him for his khulla, يعني for being his khalil. And he made him to be from the chosen of all of his creation, the best of all of his servants who are near to him. وَهَدَاهُ إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ, and he has guided him to a straight path. فِي عِلْمِهِ وَعَمَلِهِ, huh? He guided him to a straight path in his knowledge and in his action. This is something that we have to say every chance that we get, that our objective is not just to be guided in knowledge, that we collect information, we know the Quran, we know the Sunnah, we know the correct Aqidah, we have all the expressions, the names of the scholars, we have the knowledge. But rather, he guided him to a straight path, fi ilmihi wa fi amalihi. Yani that knowledge has to be reflected in action. Otherwise, it's just information that we're collecting, like Google on the computer, or encyclopedia professors, or anybody who has information, but it will not be of benefit. It will be a hujjah laka wa alayka. If you don't act upon it, it will be a proof against you. Allah will be a proof against you. So he guided him to a straight path. فَعِلْمِهُ وَعَمَلِهِ فَعَلِمَ بِالْحَقِّ, يعني perhaps the meaning of it is عَلِمَ الْحَقِّ وَعَمِلَ بِهِ, يعني he knew the truth and he acted according to it. وَأَثَّرَهُ عَلَى غَيْرِهِ, and he gave it preference over everything other than it. Huh? He knew the truth, he acted upon the truth, and he gave it preference over everything else besides it. Now he didn't say, this job is important to me, this lady is important to me, I'm giving preference to something over what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us of the truth. Nothing has preference over it. Allah, nothing is more important than it. Rather, it is the most important thing, that when you know the truth, you act upon it. And don't let anything else sidetrack you from that. And he also mentioned some other comments, but for the sake of time, may Allah help us. Allahu musta'an. Now, Sulaiman alayhi salam, the Shaykh mentions Sulaiman alayhi salam in Surah An-Naml, 27th Surah, 19th Ayat. ذَكَرَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فِي كِتَابِي أَنُّهُ قَالَ, يعني he mentions in his book that Sulaiman alayhi salam said, رَبِّ أَوْزِعْنِي أَنْ أَشْكُرَ نِعْمَتَكَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيَّ وَعَلَى وَالِدَيِّ وَنَعَمَلْ صَالِحًا تَرْضَى وَأَدْخِلْنِي بِرَحْمَتِكَ فِي عِبَادِكَ الصَّالِحِينَ. Yani, the part of the ayat that the Shaykh mentions, that Sulaiman alayhi salam supplicated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, this is a supplication for Sulaiman. Should it be a supplication for us? Naam. We're supposed to follow the example of the prophets. We have to ask Allah. Here's the prophet of Allah. He's from the best of humanity. And he's supplicating to Allah, asking Allah for something that we just expect to have. How? By osmosis, or because it's in the air around us is polluted, the environment is corrupted. How then will we achieve these things? Sulaiman is our example in this case. And the Prophet ﷺ took him as an example. And we see in the life of the Prophet, he's following this kind of example. رَبِّ أَوْزِعْنِي أَنْ أَشْكُرَ نِعْمَتَكَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيَّ وَعَلَى وَالِدَيْ. Oh my Lord, enable me. Yani, give me strength and the ability, this inner strength and ability to do what? أَنْ أَشْكُرَ نِعْمَتَكَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيَّ. To be thankful, to show gratitude for the favor which you have bestowed upon me and upon my parents. If your parents are Muslims, that's an extra favor, because the favor upon the parents is the favor upon their children. Wallahi, some of us, we're living on the favor of our parents. And I say some of us, I wish that I was included in it, but in any case, some of us, right? Our parents have brought us to Islam, and they have shown us a good example, and that may be the reason why we are Muslims today. Don't imagine that you did it by yourself. Some people who didn't have an example before them, they didn't have a parent to call them to Islam, show them Islam. Or they had a parent who was a Muslim who didn't practice Islam, and they are astray today. And some of them, Allah saved them anyway. But the point I'm saying, some of us have been favored by our parents, and we don't even recognize that. If you have parents who are Muslims, that's a tremendous ni'mah from Allah that has helped you tremendously, whether you recognize it or not. He said, "Oh Allah, enable me to be grateful for your favor which you have bestowed upon me and upon my parents." Naam. Allahu musta'an. This is a supplication of a Prophet of Allah, Sulaiman alayhi salam. And concerning this supplication, just briefly, Al-Hafidh ibn Kathir rahimahullah, he says that may Allah give me he's asking Allah to give him the inner strength to be thankful for the favors that he has blessed him with. And then he mentions some of those favors, that he was able to speak the language of the birds and so on, and Islam and Iman and so on. And Shaykh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'di says that the favor upon the parents is the favor upon the child. So he asked his Rabb to give him the tawfiq, the success, the ability, the strength, the innate ability to fulfill the obligation of gratitude for his favors, worldly favors and religious favors that were upon him and upon his parents. And he said, in the remaining part of the ayat that the Shaykh didn't mention, and that I act and do righteous deeds that you are pleased with. Give me the success to do righteous deeds that you are pleased with. What are the deeds that Allah is pleased with? Allah is pleased with deeds due to them being muwafiqan li amrika. Here he's saying, because they are in agreement with what you have commanded. Mukhlisan fihi. Done sincerely for your, that have sincerity in that deed. Saliman min al mufsidat wal munaqqisat. Deeds that you are pleased with, meaning you are pleased with them because they are in agreement with what you have commanded. They are done purely, sincerely for your sake alone, and they are free from that which corrupts them and that which decreases them. After this, the Shaykh mentions also concerning Sulaiman alayhi salam from Surah An-Naml, 27th Surah and 40th Ayat, and the saying of Sulaiman, "Hada min fadli Rabbi." When he looked at all the favors that Allah had given to him, his kingdom and all the power and whatever Allah has given to him, he said, "Hada," as a ruler with authority and power on the earth, he recognized, not like most of the people, right? He recognized that this was min fadli Rabbi. This is from the favors, the bounties of my Rabb, liyabluwani, to test me. أَأَشْكُرَ أَمْ أَقْفُرَ. Will I be grateful or ungrateful? وَمَنْ شَكَرَ فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِي. And whoever is grateful, then he is grateful for his own self. The benefit of gratitude doesn't go back to Allah. Allah is not in need of our gratitude. وَمَنْ شَكَرَ فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِي. Then he is thankful for his own self. وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَإِنَّ رَبِّي غَنِيٌّ كَرِيمٌ. And whoever is ungrateful, then my Rabb is Ghani, free of need, Kareem, generous. Naam. Somebody help us with that, please. Brothers and sisters, I'm not saying to anyone in particular, it's just for us in general advice. I don't want to forget. Please, take the ringtones off your telephone that should not be heard in the masjid or out of the masjid. Take them off your telephone. When you come in the masjid, turn your telephone off. Don't have your telephone ringing when you're in the masjid. We're not going to answer telephone calls in the masjid. This is not the place for answering telephone calls. This is the place you come to worship Allah. Turn it off. Turn it off, or put it on, what do you call that, vibrator or something, whatever they call that. Put it on something. Okay, and I don't mean that to the brother. Wallahi, I mean in general, because sometimes we forget we're human beings. It's okay. But I'm saying, we shouldn't have a ringtone on our telephone that's music or singing or anything like that. And it shouldn't be on when you come in the masjid. And we are all human beings, and we all forget. May Allah save us from our shortcomings and our weaknesses and our defects. Yani, we only have a few minutes remaining. Yani, the Shaykh here mentions this yani statement of Sulaiman alayhi salam, recognizing that his favors and the bounties of Allah, that they were a test for him to see if he would be grateful or ungrateful. And he feared. Yani, Shaykh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'di says, this was an acknowledgement, that a recognition that he feared he would not fulfill the obligation of being grateful for these favors. He was concerned about it. Are we concerned about whether or not we are thankful or grateful to Allah? Are we concerned about it? Or if we are thankful, if we are not, yani, we're just going on with it, enjoying whatever we enjoy and complaining about whatever we don't like. Shaykh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'di says, whoever is thankful, then indeed he is thankful for his own self, and whoever is ungrateful, then indeed my Rabb is Ghaniyun Kareem. He is free of need, he is Kareem. Yani Ghani an amalihi. Yani he is free of need of the deeds of his worshippers. Al-Imam Al-Hafiz ibn Kathir says, an al-ibad wa ibadatihim. He is free of need of the worshippers and their worship. Allah has no need of us or our worship. Allah is Ghani. He is without need of any of this. And He is Kareem. He is Kareem. Shaykh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'di says, Kareem, Kathir al-Khair, Ya'ummu bihi al-Shakir wal-Kafir. That He is plentiful, abundant in Khair. He has a lot of it. And He gives it generally to the Shakir, grateful one, and the Kafir, ungrateful one. Illa anna الشكرَ وإلا أن شكر نعمه داعٍ للمزيد منها. Except that, even though he gives to the shakir and the kafir, but the one who is grateful for his ni'mah, this is an invitation to mazid, an increase of his favors. ولئن شكرتم لازيدنكم. If you are thankful, I will give you more. So the one who is, Allah has given to the one who is grateful and the one who is ungrateful. But the one who is grateful, this is an inviter, an invitation, a caller to an increase of his favors. Whereas being ungrateful for them is a caller to their disappearance or elimination. And Al-Hafidh ibn Kathir also says, concerning these two characteristics of Allah, that He is Ghaniyun Kareem, he said, he is Kareem fi nafsihi wa in lam ya'budhu ahadun. Yani he is generous, giving within himself innately, even if no one was to worship him. Allah is generous anyway. That's what he is. He is Kareem. Fa inna 'azamatahu laysat muftaqiratun ila ahad. And his majesty and greatness is not in need of anyone to be grateful or to be thankful or to worship. He don't need that. He's Kareem in himself. Subhanallah. And there's more, but yani, Allahu musta'an, we are up against the Iqamah, right? So after this, yani, let's look at quickly yani the fourth example the Shaykh gives is Musa alayhi salam. حثه الله على الشكر مع أنه من الشاكرين. And Allah encouraged him to be grateful, even though he is of those who are grateful already. And Allah encouraged him more to be grateful. Naam. So how much more so do we need to be encouraged to be grateful? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-A'raf, 7th Surah, 144th Ayat, يا موسى إني اصطفيتك على الناس برسالاتي وبكلامي فخذ ما آتيتك وكن من الشاكرين. O Musa, indeed I have chosen you over the people, yani selected you specifically, favored you exclusively over the rest of the people with my messages and with my speech, direct speech. So take that which I have given you, وَكُمْ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ, and be of those who are grateful. And be of those who are grateful. And I'll just say here, yani, that Shaykh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'di says, yani, those favors are many, they're all different types of favors. He says, وَكُمْ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ لِلَّهِ عَلَى مَا خَصَّكَ وَفَضَّلَكَ. And be thankful to Allah for that which He has given to you exclusively, and that which He has favored you with over the rest of the people. Naam. And I'm sorry, that was the statement of Shaykh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'di. Al-Hafidh ibn Kathir has a little bit of discussion here concerning this, that He has chosen him over the people, that it doesn't mean over the whole of humanity from the beginning until the end of time, rather means over the people of his time. Yani, that he was chosen and given preference over the people of his time, for there's no doubt, he said, that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is the master of humanity, of the children of Adam, of all humanity, from the first of them to the last of them. And for this reason, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made him exclusively Khatim al-Anbiya wal-Mursaleen, the seal of the prophets and the messengers. And it is for this reason that his Sharia, the law that has been given to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, continues until Yawmul Qiyamah. And it is for this reason that his followers are more than the followers of the other prophets. And then after him in honor and excellence is Ibrahim al-Khalil alayhi salam. And then after him is Musa al-Kalim, Kareem al-Rahman alayhi salam. In that order, that's how the Shaykh al-Hafidh ibn Kathir mentions it. And he also mentions here concerning Musa alayhi salam in Surah 2, Taha, 20th Surah, 33rd and 34th ayat, Hey, nusabbihuka kathiran wa nadhkuruka kathiran. And this is so that we will praise and glorify you, yani declaring your greatness and your being free from any fault or defect or imperfection, that we will declare your yani perfection a lot, and we will remember you, praise and glorify you a lot. Yani Al-Hafidh ibn Kathir mentions concerning this in brief, that no one will be of those who remember Allah a lot, hatta yadhkur Allah qa'iman wa qa'idan. وَمُتَّجِعًا يعني nobody will be of those who remember Allah a lot until they remember Allah while standing and while sitting and while laying down on their sides. Meaning that a person should remember Allah all the time in every situation or circumstance, يعني standing, sitting and laying on one's side. And the last example that the Shaykh gave, and I'll be brief in this example because we only have a couple of minutes remaining before the Iqamah. The last example that the Shaykh gave is the example of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said he was the most thankful of all people to Allah, the Most High, in spite of his honorable station and his noble rank. For indeed, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to stand in the night until his feet were swollen and his yani feet were breaking apart due to standing so long upon his feet. So when he was spoken about, yani when this was addressed to him, yani about this yani condition from him standing so long in the prayers in the night, why are you doing all this? وَقَدْ غَفَرَ اللَّهُ لَكَ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِكَ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ. While Allah has already forgiven you your sins which have preceded and those which are yet to come. Yani, this hadith is well known to us all, but let's just think for a moment, at least few seconds, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam Muhammad, he is standing in the night so long in the prayers. How long did he used to stand in the night? For 2/3 of the night, or half of the night, or 1/3 of the night. Normally, that's how he used to stand in the night. Every night. Until his feet were swollen and busting. And they said, why are you doing this? When Allah has, I mean, you don't need to do all of this. We are in need maybe, but you are not in need. Allah has already forgiven you your past sins and even that which is to come. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, أَفَلَا أَكُونُ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. أَفَلَا أَكُونُ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. Look at the thinking, our thinking. When I say I don't mean you, I'm sorry, please don't be offended. I don't mean you. I'm just saying general people. Our thinking in general. Our thinking in general is that if we have been given much, we somehow imagine that's because we are deserving of it. How many of us have been given something and somehow we imagine that we are deserving of it, that we are special people? But the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he never acted like he was deserving of it. He said, if I have been giving all of that, shouldn't I then be a grateful abd? Isn't that all the more reason why I should be standing like this? Yani, meaning the more I have been given, the more I should show gratitude. Maybe we only stand in the night if we are in need. And we know we need something that we can't do by ourselves. We need Allah's help, so we might get up in the night. We know if you get up in the night, Allah answers, right? In the last third of the night. So we get up in the night because we're in need. But he got up in the night because he wanted to be Abdan Shakura. And this is the example that he took from who? From the prophets before him. Nuh alayhi salam. Innahu kana Abdan Shakura. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah revealed this to him, that Nuh was Abdan Shakura. Allah praised Nuh for this. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and why not I be the same? Why not we be the same? All that Allah has given us, Islam, Iman, the Sunnah, Aqeedah, Subhanallah, and all the rest of the people in darkness, they are in kufr and shirk, and the Muslims are in misguidance and deviation and corruption all around us, most of the people. I mean, what else can we say? That's a reality. It's not some of the people or few of the people, it's most of the people in the earth. And Allah has given us Islam, He has guided us to the Sunnah, and He has given us tawfiq to some extent. Wallahi, this is tremendous that we are actually practicing Islam. We are worshipping Allah, we are praying in the masajid, we are learning our deen. Other people, they're not even, if they're making salah, they ain't making it in the masjid. Look in the masjid, how many people are coming to the masjid? If Allah has given us all of this, shouldn't then we be? Yani, isn't it more rightfully so that we should be? Yani, grateful servants, grateful worshippers. All the more reason why we have to do better. And I'll close with this, and please pardon me, I might go 1 minute over to finish just reading this paragraph. I'm stopping here because it's so important that we don't just read this, but that we reflect on ourselves and we make some effort to do better. And we have to start tonight to be more grateful. And the Shaykh, he says, due to the greatness of this affair of gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has encouraged his ummah to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for this reason, he made it known to us that from the greatness and the magnificence of this worship, being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that in front of Allah, it is equal to more than the favor that He has given us, that we are grateful for. Yani, our gratitude is more valued to Allah than the gift that He has given us, that we are grateful for. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in a hadith, reported by Ibn Majah and others, مَا عَنَمَ اللَّهُ مَا عَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ عَبْدٍ نِعْمَةً فَشَكَرَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهَا. Or in the narration, actually in Ibn Majah, the wording is, فَقَالَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ مَا عَنَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ عَبْدٍ نِعْمَةً فَقَالَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ إِلَّا كَانَ الَّذِي أَعْطَى أَفْضَلَ مِنَ الَّذِي أَخَذَ وَأَفْضَلَ Mimma akhada, yani from the wording of the hadith in Ibn Majah. Yani the meaning is the same. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not given a favor, a ni'mah. He has not blessed an abd, any person, with a ni'mah, and then he is grateful for it. Or, as in the actual narration came, then he said Alhamdulillah. Yani he expressed his gratitude in words for it. Allah hasn't given any ni'mah to a abd, and then he expressed his gratitude for it by saying Alhamdulillah, except that kana alladhi a'ta, that which he gives, the servant gives, the gratitude that he expressed for the favor of Allah is afdal min alladhi akhadha or mimma akhadha. It is greater in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than that which I have taken, that which you have taken. Yani your gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which you are given back, is greater than that which you have taken, the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this hadith is reported, yani, in the Sunan of Ibn Majah from Anas ibn Malik. radiallahu anhu, and Shaykh al-Albani said that it is hasan, yani, that which we give back of gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is better and more preferable than that which we have taken of the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us remember that shukra is on the tongue and it is in the heart, rooted in the heart, and it is manifested in the limbs of the body, in our actions and our behavior. And let us also remember the hadith where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Mu'adh, never leave off saying after every salat, Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. This is a tremendous hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a tremendous dua that we have mentioned previously, and we want to remember it now. Allahumma a'inni. Oh Allah, help me, support me, aid me, ala dhikrika, to remember you. Because if you forget, then that's the end of the matter. Wa ala shukrika. And then if I remember you, to be grateful to you. And if I'm really grateful, ala husni ibadatika, then I will worship you in the best manner. Don't just pray any kind of way. Pray in the best manner. If you are really grateful to Allah, if Allah helps you to remember Him and to be grateful to Him, manifest it in the way that we act, in our behavior. We ask Allah to enable us to be grateful to Him, to remember Him, yani, to be thankful to Him, and to give us the tawfiq to worship Him in the best manner, to accept it from us as something that is done correctly according to the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and sincerely for the sake of Allah alone, free from defect and shortcoming and anything that will decrease its reward and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with that act, especially on the day when we will be in need. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. And pardon me for going over time.